Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, brace yourself. It's time to do this. Woo! Because in studio with me now is the latest contestant to be revealed for Dancing with the Stars on RTÉ1 Sunday nights from January. It is very, very exciting. What do you think of the lineup so far? I'd love to hear from you. 51552. Now, the person sitting in front of me, we're talking big time here. A national, an international hero, a man who needs no introduction. Let's have a little listen and he can introduce himself.
Hi, guys. I'm Shane Byrne.
Shane who?
Who?
I played for Ireland 41 times. Do any of you know who I am?
No! We know who you are. You are very welcome, Shane Byrne. Leinster, Ireland, British and Irish Lions hooker. Shane Byrne, how's it going?
Yes, not too bad now at all.
What's wrong with you for saying yes to this? I mean, are you okay? Are you well in the head?
Well, I didn't have a choice. I went home and with the news, and I have twin daughters and my wife, and I said to them, listen, I've been approached, would I consider doing this? And they went, you're doing it. And I went, no, hang on, I'm kind of busy. I have a lot going on with work and stuff like that. No, no, you're doing it. You're doing it because we can go and we could wear this dress to this show and this.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, oh, they have geez. Their priorities. I
so
like
that's it.
So you're doing Dancing with the Stars because your family bullied you into doing it because they want tickets.
Yeah, let's run with
okay.
that one. Yeah.
Okay, that's yeah. right. Now, Shane, you could have called me. I would have sorted you out. But how is the body after your first bit of rehearsal? How are you finding all of that?
It's okay. Thankfully, I've stayed. I know you can't tell from my lithe physique, but I have been keeping myself reasonably active. And but it's definitely a different set of muscles. You know, where you'd be used to running around mm-hmm. trying to hit people, I'm now flippy spinnies, kickies, pointies and twirlies, which is not exactly what I'm used to.
I always find people who do the show, sports people especially, have a new respect for dancers
yeah.
and their stamina, let's just say, and what they do with their bodies is just
incredible. Yeah.
I'm in awe of them every single year I do it. It's just unreal. Are there any transferable skills from the rugby pitch to the dance floor?
Well, bar taking instruction.
Okay.
I take instruction very, very well.
Oh, thank God.
I do what I'm told. And that's also because of a healthy fear of women, I suppose, as
oh,
well.
Oh, good.
With the household that I have.
You go far.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's, I'm okay getting the steps together. I can learn the dance, you know, being up boogaloo in the dance for a bit. You think you'd have a bit of rhythm and stuff. But listen, when you have to point your toes this way, put your hand here, look the other way, the opposite way that you're meant to be going, and then do it, and then do a flippy, and then turny, and you're, oh.
And then do it in front of 500,000 people. Like,
no, listen, if you're in it, you're in. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. Like, it's going to happen whether you're nervous or not. So I may as well. If I'm going to make a fool of myself, I'm going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. And listen, when was the last time you hit the dance floor, would you say?
Oh, recently enough.
Oh.
Yeah. I was out. Like, what was I at? I was out at a do, and there was a bit of a band afterwards. So I was up there spinning my heel. Yeah, but I not exactly following any kind of pattern, which is the issue here, that it's very, very strict. And the instructor that I have, who I can't mention at the moment, is strict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great fun. But you very definitely have to be learning and making progress.
How will you balance and how will you manage your job and your family and all that? Have you, I mean, the women in your life, you mentioned them there. Are they okay with not seeing you for a few weeks after the Christmas?
Well, it's, as they've said, they will be there. It's hard. It's hard. I... business back at home and work with Bord and Mona now as well. And the boss knows. So you get it done in the morning and it is.
Structure.
Yeah, it just has to be really, really structured. So early starts, get as much done as we can until the day gets going. And
I'm very excited to see what the hair department will do with your mullet because you have been very loyal to that mullet.
Well, thank you. This is actually cut yesterday, by the way.
And can I just say it's making a huge comeback now? Are you like you probably started that?
Oh, well, thank you very much. I will take every bit of kudos for that. But the problem is that I knew if I hung on, it would come back into fashion. But the problem is, when it goes back out of fashion, I'll still have this stupid haircut.
No, it's phenomenal and you're known for it. Now, Jordan Conroy from the Irish Seven side had great moves.
Yeah.
Will you be at the same crack?
Well, see, they're all backs. You know, any rugby player that's been in our backs. Like, you have a proper rugby player doing it now.
Yeah.
You know, this is a forward, a front row, you know. And like,
the real
there'd be a few more pounds in my steps than there would be in his. He'd be a bit fleeter of foot than I would be.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah. So I'm just going to have to find a different way around the dance floor.
I'm sure you will find your way.
Sure you will. Hopefully.
You will. Well, listen, you're very welcome to the show. It is very, very exciting. What do you think? I mean, I think four other people, contestants, have been mentioned. Have you met the others? Is there someone that has been mentioned? We'll have to be very careful here. You're really
we
excited.
Won't be mentioning any of
But the, like Panty and Marie Cassidy, you know.
Panty's amazing. Like he himself is brilliant. In character, she is fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's doing it in character.
Yeah.
Which is, it must be, like, I know he that role is part of his life for a long, long time. But to do this,
incredible.
You know, is absolutely fantastic. And he's absolutely great fun. And
Suzanne Jackson as well has been announced, obviously. And Suzanne Jackson is going to be doing it. You're going to have the time of your life.
Oh, no, listen, it's going to be great fun. There's a great set of characters. We did a group rehearsal the other day, and which was actually really, really depressing because we'd all kind of been doing a little bit of a week's training and we all kind of knew a little bit and we were going okay. But then the professionals did their dances in front of us and you just go, we don't have a clue.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
You will get there. Shane Byrne, thank you so much for popping in this morning. We will see you on the dance floor in January on RTÉ1.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.